evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday Night Live show, and it is what? Let's see. Oh, boy. We're already sitting here on 3-8-2024. I'll tell you what. Having a little discussion with the satellite wonderful guy, and we're talking about, he said, did you see the gold price? I did see him go up. I had just written it down off of stevequayle.com, where you click on the precious metal site and you've got all the wonderful facts and data right there for gold, silver, platinum, palladium, the whole bit, plus vis-a-vis the stock market and all the other different the Dow and the S&P 500, the price of crude. It's got a real good ability for you to track the different things. But gold, 2181.41. 2181.41, up $20.56 today. Silver, 2439, up 0.01. Now, why is that? Well, let me tell you. Because you got all these things going on in and around the world. And you had Red China Joe talking tough, don't you know, last night. And I swear, I think his eyes may be part of the eyes of a double or the ear of a double, because I do not know exactly if that was the real Red China Joe. So obviously they get somebody very close, but I don't know if you've ever seen, you might look for that. I think I mentioned on air a while back, but there was a picture of a double of Red China Joe that was walking out from the back like area of the White House, like the back exit, and then going down a regular street. And he was with two of the DC police officers, not Secret Service, but two uniformed DC police officers. And then somebody saw them come out, and they were on the street going across the street, like at a stoplight or something like that. There wasn't anybody really on. It was late. It was later at night. And this guy looked exactly like Red China Joe Biden. And he's laughing and stuff. He's going, ha, okay. And then the person there, so you might look for the idea of, on the search engine, of videotape of possible double Joe Biden, double of Joe Biden, being walked by DC cops across the street at night from the back area of the White House. So I don't know if we've got somebody in the double range, because W. Bush had several doubles. And I know that because I know people that had, back in the day, worked in a security for one of the thousands or hundreds of campaign stops in the years that he was there, who looked and had seen him at one, and he said it wasn't the same guy at the next one where they were at, like the year later or something like that. Wasn't the same person. And Brother Quayle and I, Steve Quayle, talked about this for years, about the possibility of all the doubles and the different things that these people have. I recall talking about, you know, where I've talked to you about the Battle of the Harvest Moon and everything. Dr. Better is his name. Dr. Peter Better, who had the show years and years ago. Audio Letter Tape Digest, okay? And where I read to you about the Battle of the Harvest Moon and how Russia used their satellite Cosmos drone manned Cosmosphere with weaponry on it. And this deal here, basically, this was Tape Digest number 21, audio letter, and that's a registered name. Tape Digest number 21, BETER. And topic one, Russia's particle beam weapon and cosmic Cosmos interceptors. Topic two, the spreading atomic plague called Legionnaire's disease. Topic three, the enforced disarming of America now underway. Now, see, this was all back here, and it was digest was a condensed summary of the audio letter 27 cassette tape, and it was written from the same time perspective as the original recording, about October 29th, 1977. And Dr. Better, B-E-T-E-R, reported on that date. We talked about the Cuban Missile Crisis. Well, we're talking about that again here, okay? Talking about Cuban Missile Crisis again. We're starting to see this phraseology used, all these different things. But the fact is that they were talking about the same guy in other audio tape digest was talking about the doubles or the synths or whatever, synthetic beings of various people like Henry Kissinger and various rulers or prime ministers and whatever. And I guess they better have some doubles and stuff, because if they don't, when Russia gets within about 400 or 500 feet of taking out the prime minister of Greece and Zelensky in the Odessa area with a missile, then you're getting pretty close to the mark, ain't you? I mean, within 500 feet, allegedly. So we got all kind of trouble. And when you got Red China Joe threatening up the storm, and he starts off the State of the Union speech with basically the Ukrainian war. And all I know is that these people in this particular administration and others, and even in Congress, yes, Mr. Brad, that's he's talking to me about the song that I've sung several times. It's a ditty. It's a Marine Corps ditty. Recon Marines. Up from the sub, 60 feet below, make a head call and we're ready to go. Grease gun K-bar by my side. These are the tools that make men die. Yeah, I'll sing it once for you, my brother. It's head call, not head count. Anyway, it's a recon marine ditty. But it's getting to be about time for all of that, it seems. So gold's up $20 an ounce. That means big people are buying gold all over the world, the big banks, okay? And I'm reminded of chapter 19, Revelation. Verse 11, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dripped in blood, dipped in his blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing Oh boy, let me see what I got here. 17, 18. All right. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I lost my spot right here. Anyway, I'm going to go. Where I was going was in the Revelations over further. And here's what I was going to read from this. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow gave her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire from the strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and have lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thine sandalwood and all manner of vessels of ivory. And of brass and of iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense. Oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's just going to be really wild. And the cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep, etc. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. And then you see Gog and Magog war is where we're going to be. And that's already basically, in a sense, started. Chapter 20 of Revelations. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. Ah, you see, ladies and gentlemen, and when the 1,000 years, verse 7, chapter 20, were expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of earth, Gog and Magog together, to gather them together to do battle, and the number of whom is the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about. And that beloved city and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, we're fixing to see some stuff. You know, and I pray that I'm going to be here still And I pray the Lord Jesus will continue to make sure that I'm here. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would go to my buddy in Iowa, Ronnie. I pray that you would remove all semblance of his trouble and his growth. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And to all the different people around the country. And my brother, Captain K, somewhere near Imperial Beach. Probably them Chinese cranes that are in the port there. Probably got the modems into the telephones that maybe even started the fire for that vessel in San Diego a year back or what have you. But brother, I know that you got some cancer as well. And may the Lord Jesus remove the cancer from your body. Restore you back to optimum health. And Jarhead and all kinds of people. And all the people I know everywhere and around the country. All of them that might have the cancer or bad heart disease or what have you. May Lord Jesus touch you right now. May he come to you and may he provide you with a medical miracle. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would come and that you would remove the remainder of the cancer that might be in me, even though it's already shrinking and the prayers are being heard by you and our Father in heaven about that. And the prayers come up from the audience. And may you bless them and protect them and provide for them as is their needs, Lord Jesus. But Lord, will you remove it from me? Will you restore my organs and my bodily systems back to a more normal state and restore me back, body, mind, and spirit, Lord Jesus, into an optimum health? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. So we got gold, silver, and platinum going up. And I'll tell you, silver will be the next one to roll because gold, they're going after it first. God bless you. Anyway, I think that it's quite interesting that we hear today that after, and this is out of Newsweek, NATO is moving its missiles closer to Russia's borders. Oh, that's just really good. NATO countries are implementing a rotational air defense model stationed in Lithuania in response to calls from the Baltic states to boost Europe's defense capabilities in the regions. Ah, yes, you better believe it, because they sure haven't been doing it. They want the United States to do it. NATO countries agreed to create a rotational system in which allied countries would deploy air defense systems to the Baltic states for a period of time during the Vilnius NATO summit in the summer. Oh, the Vilnius NATO summit. Isn't that interesting? I don't know if we'll get to that. Several European countries have raised concern about Russia's war against Ukraine could eventually lead to greater conflict between Moscow and NATO. Oh, you think so? When Putin's buddy suggested that Putin nuke France, Germany, and the United States? Or that the Red Chinese are getting all their troops ready and their navy ready to put them on a wartime footing? Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia have been some of the loudest members of NATO that have urged the Western Bloc to prepare for Russia's next offensive in the region. See, because they know what's coming. And then Sweden has entered into the into NATO. Of course, he was at the deal last night, the State of the Union, with Red China Joe. I don't know exactly when or what you're going to see, but I'm going to tell you, you better be preparing. I talked with Brother Quayle today for a period of time, and he's put out some very good information in his private briefing. And all of the things. And incidentally, if you want to get any of the private briefings, he's going to be removing the subscription to that here pretty quick. If you want to go to stevequayle.com, sign up for the Steve Quayle 2.0, and also sign up for the private briefings if you can. And they're going to be probably most definitely here pretty quickly, worth their weight in ability to eat gold or silver or what have you. And that's another thing. Brother Quayle can get you very quickly gold or silver. You call him at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, and you tell whoever you get on there, whether it's Steve or Daryl, his manager, or whether it's Tyler, his son, or whoever it might be, you tell him old Hawk sent you, and talk to him about getting gold and silver and to overnight it to you as quickly as possible. While you can, get any book that Steve still would have, because I'm going to tell you, the explanations and the details in his footnote after footnote after footnote of all of the different books that he's got and carries. You know, Empire Beneath the Ice, I don't know what he's got left. You know, Xenogenesis, Changing Men into Monsters, Terminated. All the different ones, and he probably has still got some of them. Or the Giants book. Incredible resource material. Promise of the Premise. Premise of the Promise. Avail yourself while you can. This Brother Quayle has been telling you about and warning you about it and talking to you about it for years and years and years. And then I've been with him for almost 20 years. He picked me and we talked and we had me on as a guest. And he said, Hawk, tell me what you're going to tell me about, you know, what you're saying, you know, in emails and things about what's going to go on around the world. And I talked back then, almost 20 years ago, about the Gog-Magog War and what was going to be coming. And we went around the world and discussed it in various parts of the world, and everything we talked about, for the most part, is already starting to happen. And how do we know a lot of it? We know a lot of it because of what the Lord Jesus has told us in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. And in the revelations, you see, Lord Jesus to John of Patmos. But meanwhile, Jack Smith says Trump has no presidential immunity in a documents case. Oh, like a goofball prosecutor? Now can determine what's going on with the president of the United States and govern the whole bit. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Trump is not totally out of the woods here yet at all. You would think with the Supreme Court of the United States finding 9-0 on behalf of him on those ballot questions that Colorado was involved with and others that were based on the Colorado. Well, I'll tell you, I read where Alex Jones was talking, I think it was to Tucker and somebody, or I heard it, it was up Steve Quayle, had it at stevequayle.com, I believe he had it in today's post, but Alex was talking to, on the radio, and he was talking to Tucker and what have you, and then he says that the leftists, and let's face it, These people in the left in the United States are basically communists. They're Luciferian communist socialists. They're going to take this thing a whole different direction. This is not going to be like it was. They've even got the third party, probably with RFK. And they're going to try to find somebody, although they say Nikki Haley won't be the one. She says she won't be, but I don't know. You got RFK and Nikki Haley. That would be an interesting thing, or Joe Manchin. But a lot of these people understand also what's coming. And they're not going to be involved in it, because what they're doing, a lot of them, they're going for their bunkers and they're going for their stuff that they've got. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. And to also my brother, who's haven't seen an email from you recently, but I know you're out there in the Philadelphia type gentleman, as I recall. Philadelphia or Boston, I forget which. Maybe it's one of those other cities. I'm just saying that because I know where he's at. But anyway, this is particularly interesting in terms of South Korea, because Kim Jong-un, according to the DailyMail.com, is actually got his military prepares for actual war, quote unquote, actual war with South Korea, and boasts large scale drills that will put Seoul in our striking range. Well, he's only got 10 jillion tunnels and all kind of, thousands of artillery pieces. The drills involved border units that put the enemy's capital in their striking range, Pyongyang official Korean Central News Agency said. Yes, I mean, they got... Seoul is within the striking range of Pyongyang, that's for sure. And then the tunnels that go under the border end up all kind of places in South Korea. Kim Jong-un urges soldiers to vigorously push forward the work for making preparations for regular combat mobilization, to take the initiative with merciless and rapid strikes in the event of an actual war. So we're talking about war in South Korea, you see, or in Korea. We're talking about how they in the NATO is moving missiles closer to Russia. We're talking about Chinese spy cranes, because they undercut the U.S. makers of cranes for ports. That's because Red China Joe and everybody allows them to come in duty-free or with the, and to undercut the price without putting a tariff on them. But these cranes and the spy cranes in the U.S. shipping ports are apparently equipped with secret modems that could be used for sabotage or for espionage. And this is a congressional, U.S. congressional probe found cellular modems in large cargo cranes made by ZPMC. Modems can remotely be accessed and don't support normal operations. Chinese firms make 80% of the ship-to-shore cranes in the United States. Well, why can't we make the cranes and sell them to ourselves? And if that's the case, that they're going to have all this ability, then why don't they have a tariff that makes them equal to whatever the price of our manufacturing is? Cranes made by the Shanghai Zhenhua Heavy Industries, a state-owned Chinese company, in some cases carry cellular modems, according to the congressional investigation reported by the Wall Street Journal on Thursday. Oh, I'm going to tell you what, you better be getting yourself some buckets and cans of long-term storage food and, or regular canned goods. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you better be getting body armor. You better be getting go-to-tack helmet. Go-to-tack helmet. Helmetsmart.com for helmets that are level four. Helmets, level four. Helmets that will allow the turn of 7.62 by 51 millimeter. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, we got the spy cranes. We got Red Chinese working weed farms, allegedly from Oklahoma all the way to California, Oregon, and Washington State and the whole West Coast and everywhere in between. So this thing is going to go wild weasel. And when it does completely, and it's already going that direction, let me tell you, the crime is off the charts, and this guy last night, Red China Joe, didn't do anything but fire up his base if it was him. And I even heard on Fox, Hannity asked last night, he called him the what appears to be perhaps overcaffeinated. Perhaps was the key word, overcaffeinated. Red China Joe Biden, you see. And today on the five, prior to this show, Jesse Waters, wonder what they gave him, what kind of a substance they gave to the guy. Or I say maybe it's the guy that the D.C. police walk out of the back of the White House gate and then walk down the street or go to somewhere to go to a hotel or wherever he hangs out at. The double. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart, then he'll do it. And he'll come there. He'll be with you. But that's the key. Jesus, the way, the truth, the life. Talked about last night about food, how Europe has already advanced war gaming and alarmed enough to begin advanced war gaming of a total food crisis in Europe. You think you might need some more food? I think you should get some more food. I talked to Brother Quayle about it. I said, Steve, is there anything else we can say? He says, man, he says, you know, I mean, all we can do is continue to tell people about what's going on and what they, how they should prepare. And I said, you know, yes. And then my job that I was recruited for was to strike blows against the enemies, the Lord Jesus, and to warn the remnant of what is to come and how to possibly prepare for it. And I'm telling you, possibly going to prepare for it, you better have a lot of food, and as much as you can get. On the other hand, as part of that kind of an idea, we've talked about how Berkey water filters, how the black Berkey filters are now out of stock, but you can go to, let's see here, let me see if I've got that. I think I might have this here. Yeah, this is Berkey, USA Berkey, that's B-E-R-K-E-Y, filters.com, and there's free shipping on all USA orders, and I have no relationship with them other than I have Berkey filters. Now, the black Berkey filter systems are, they're non-existent, the replacement filters, but you have the Super Sterisil ceramic filters, and you also have the PF2 fluoride and arsenic filters, which then also would be part of the deal. But you can take the PF2 fluoride filters, you can put them on a shower head or whatever. You can put them on at the end of the super stair-sill. They have a set of those. They're PF4, Berkey PF4, fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for super stair-sill ceramic filters only. You can get the 7-inch super stair-sill replacement filters, two of them, for $69.99. Or you get the 2 9-inch stair-sill ceramic filtration systems. And they have a ceramic outer porous ceramic that's been used on the British Burke belt systems for years and years and years and years. And then it has activated carbon and organic material inside of that to filter out the different things and to make the water taste better. And to go down into small microns of ability to get rid of different stuff, the bacteria and the big thing. And the missionaries have used these filtration before the black market filters. They use these with the stair-sill. And it was the state of the art. So therefore, I'm telling you, go to usaberkeyfilters.com and then go ahead and see if you can get you some of the either 9-inch or super or 7-inch super stair-sill filtration systems. They have the total filter systems as well, where you can get a like a Berkey light with 2 7- or 9-inch stair-sill white ceramic filters. Anywhere from $204.99 to $229.99. And you've got a big Berkey water filtration system. Basically now out of stock, but you can get the Travel Berkey. You can get the other Berkeys and put the stair-sill in them. Get the British Berkfeld system itself. So you got to be able to do water purification. There's also Alexa Pure and different types of Katadyn, K-A-T-A-D-Y-N, Katadyn filters. There's Katadyn combis. There's Pure, P-U-R, Pure Water Filtration. Look up water filtration systems, water purification. Get any of the items for that. If the Red Chinese are no longer shipping gunpowder and nitrocellulose to Europe, and the United States has given up most of the 155 millimeter shells and other artillery and other different things into the Ukraine, and just the fact that firearms are going to be highly needed in this country and all over the world, but you'd better have rifles, pistols, shotguns. You better have it, but they utilize rounds of ammunition that have gunpowder in them, okay? So you'd better make sure that you're getting plenty of ammunition. And you got to go, and you got to go like to Dare to Prepare and different other things, or Holly Deo's, like I commented on standeo.com. Go to Holly's site. I think it might even be daretoprepare.com. You could see them there. And you can find the basic lists of first aid, or look up preparation lists for first aid, general equipment and tools and what have you, down to the decks of playing cards or the board games for your children. The different foods, some of the foods from the Mormon Guide, some out of Crescent Carnies, How to Survive Nuclear War. And there is a book on the PDF. You can get it for free. Nuclear War Survival Skills, whatever, Crescent Carney, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, and Crescent Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Crescent Carney, How to Survive Nuclear War. And you can print that off. You can take it off for free off of a PDF. It's in a couple different places. You'll have to look for it. Crescent Carney, How to Survive Nuclear War. Get the latest edition. And that information is extremely good. You can also find, if you can find the book, it's an excellent book, No Such Thing as Doomsday by Philip Hoag, F-A-H-O-A-G, okay? It has all kind of detailed, simplified information about radiation and all the different factors involved with it. And basement-type shelters and all kind of different things that you could do to protect yourself and your family. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to get wild weasel. I'm telling you, it's going to be wild weasel, okay? Here was some of the miscellaneous from Holly Dale. Millennium Arc, long-term. Equipment and items. What do they call it? General supplies, long-term storages. It was updated February 13, 2016. And they've been dramatically updated in Dare to Prepare, the 6th edition. Okay? I read some of this to you the other night. Fishing kit, first aid kit, fuel refills for the type, propane, sterno, diesel, your gasoline, fishing kits, multiples, fire starters, 200 each, jelly, ribbon, tablets, impregnated peat sticks, wax-coated pine cones, magnesium blocks and flint, candles, 3 dozen candles. This is suggested what you should keep. Kettle, huge with a lid with at least a lobster pot size for boiling water. Light sticks, 12-hour. Butane lighters, liquid detergent for clothes and dishwashing. That probably should be Dawn. Propane lantern extension poles, propane wicks or socks, propane tanks. Build, okay, prescriptions for current medications. Sleeping bag, bedroll, swag or wool blankets. Space blankets, tents, trash bags. Get the heaviest duty trash bag you can get. Backpack for your supplies. Fanny pack for short-term excursions. 5-gallon pails with lid. Water canteens. I would tell you to outfit yourself with several canteens on a rig. And I would do like a, an Alice medium or small Alice pack. You get a large one if you want, but I like a small one. And then get a GI pistol belt with a butt pack. And then put on there, several 1-gallon one quart canteens and 2-quart canteens. Put on there ammunition for whatever firearm. You got to get your... ammunition, your mag holder, mag receiver pouch for whatever you carry. And I would have maybe 300 rounds of ammo on there. 30 rounds times 10 mags, that might be a good allotment to get you started, perhaps. Get you at TacHelmet.com. TacHelmet.com, level 4 helmets. They also have level 4 body armor as well. But you can also go to SportingGuide.com. SportingGuide.com. And look up body armor. And look for the different plates and plate carriers. You can put together some of that with level 4 body armor. It turns a rifle round. It turns a 44 mag. It turns a 9mm. It turns different stuff. It turns around. Oh, it'll hurt like a son of a buck, believe me. But if you're only going to have a certain opportunity to be involved with this stuff, washboard in a wash tub for your laundry, waterproof matches, big heavy trash bags, backpacks. I would also have the 5-gallon pails with some kind of a the thing to put them on where you can carry it over your neck. You can bring water up from the creek or the thing and bring it to your safe zone. Bandanas, complete change of clothing, 3 for each person minimum. Current prescription glasses, a couple different sets, dust masks. I'm just reading off this stuff to you to give you an idea. Rain poncho, rubberized parka and rain pants. Sturdy boots, sunglasses, 4 pairs each. Tennis shoes, 4 pair. Gas mask, if you're living in one of the major cities or if you're living anywhere, you better have a military-grade gas mask and filters. Ah, this is expensive. That's why Steve Quayle has been telling you about it for 35 years. Quayle Old Hawk's been talking to you about it for 19, almost 20 years now. Heavy work gloves. Work gloves are going to be a really good thing. Minimum $1,000 in cash and change. Minimum. A compass, 2 or 3 each of excellent good quality. Go out to Cabela's or Bass Pro and get you one of them waterproof bags that are about 4 or 5 feet long with the waterproof duffels that are zip it up, and you put in some of this stuff and bring it with you, like a compass or two. You need the notepads and the pen and pencil. You can get all the things like the ones you can write, where it's the raindrop pencil and that kind of stuff. And the paper that will, even if you get a little bit wet, you can write on it. Get the topo maps, the topographical maps of your area that show all of the streets, the ponds, the streams, the whole 9 yards, the railroad tracks, the whole business. Got too many things sitting here on the old table that I was going to read you. But they're the topographical maps. They're the big, big, nice maps that show everything and every detail. And they're state by state. They're state by state. And then you've got each individual town, city, and everything in there. And you've got it in great detail. Radio, hand crank, solar, or battery powered. I'll tell you what, you get you one of them hand crank radios. You got to have the phone numbers and address of your friends and family numbers, and you might even, the mail still may go. Pre-addressed stamp postcards, of family friends out of state with their address on it. And if a disaster widespread, you may want to try to contact somebody out of the area. Road flares, shortwave radio, plus extra batteries, signal flares, signal mirror, signal whistle. Money is always good to have, but you should have some silver dimes and quarters and what have you. Silver, a little bit of gold, a little bit of silver. Aluminum foil, boning knife, bread loaf pans, butcher knife. These are the kind of stuff, camp stoves, all kind of things to have. And no, you can't carry it all on your back, but you can have it in your truck or you can have it in your bug out location. Skillets, wooden spoons, freezer bags, baby clothes, all the different things, ladies and gentlemen. You want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Let me tell you something. Anything is most needed and wanted. It can be sent to Hawk in a card or letter. God bless you if you do. And to all those who have, may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. HAWK 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Can be Federal Reserve notes. Could be a bit of silver, a bit of gold, a silver dime, a quarter, whatever it might be, ounce of silver. And ladies and gentlemen, to our good friends, the missionaries, the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, who are the missionaries for all of the Montagnards in Indochina. And if you donate to Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, at Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project. They'll give a Bible and a songbook done in the villages, each village's dialect of the Montagnards. And for all you Vietnam veterans, you know who the Montagnards are. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. May the Lord Jesus bless you, and may he bless them as they still minister to those tribal Montagnard groups up in the mountains, okay? And for all of them up there, and for the people that have prayed for Hawk up in that area, and they're on fire for the Lord Jesus. Liquid bleach, eyedropper, liquid detergent for clothes and dishwashing, steel wool pads like Brillo, toilet paper, rolls flat and towelettes, trash bags, surgical gloves. Get you a box of them. Several boxes of them, a small camping pot, if you want to know the truth, camping potty. The trash bags will come in handy. You need the things for the babies. If you got babies or young children, you're going to need the baby powder, the baby clothes, baby blankets, washes, bottles, the whole nine yards. But I'm going to tell you what, you better start preparing like there is no tomorrow, because I'm going to tell you, you know, behold, Jesus is going to come. Sidewalk chalk, that's a very good idea, my brother out there in the Oregon. God bless you. Sidewalk chalk, cheap and great for disposable messages. Yeah, you could put one on the side of a, I remember in certain movies, they'd put them on the side of mailboxes or the old UPS box, and they'd leave a message out there or on a fence post or something like that, and sidewalk chalk. Draw an arrow, whatever, depending on the color and the code that you might have with somebody, the color would possibly then determine whether it was real or not. You might change your colors on different days of the week. You've got to have book code ability also to do book codes and to write messages for your friends, your family, where you can write a message, a coded message, where you have a book and everybody has the same book or the same dictionary, the same whatever it is. Not, it's got to be the same exact same time, same print of the same deal with the same letters and the whole bit, the same information. You go line by line, pick a word. You can even pick letters, however you want to do it, out of a line of print or out of dictionary words or whatever it might be. But ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to go to the wild weasel. You're going to have to be in it for real, for the really, really, really real. And I will say this, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Confess your sins. Jesus, say, Jesus, will you please come into my heart and be my Savior? And he'll do it. If you're sincere, he will do it. And you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. And that's the best deal in town, ladies and gentlemen. That's the only deal in town. Because if not, and if you align yourself with the wicked one and the false prophet and the whole nine yards of those cats and croakers, then you're going to be end up being thrown into the fiery lake and burning the plasma fire forever and ever. Get on the right side of it. Repent of your sins. Ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. Do it tonight. And prepare, as Jesus tells you to prepare in Matthew 25, lamp oil for the lights, for the lanterns. But that also presupposes food and water purification and firearms for protection of your family and clothing. My, oh, my. If you got a nuclear winter, it goes to winter too, you know, for the most part. Because it blocks out the sun. But oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. You better get with the Lord Jesus as soon as you can. And our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. But you don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Contact Brother Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. You better see if you can get on some gold or some silver. And he's got stock of it in locker stock, different locations. He can get it to you quickly, no matter where you are in the country. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. Don't go into their loose fairy knife down a pie. Stand for your family. Stand for the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Stand for your business, your rancho, your farm, your children, your good friends and neighbors. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the Bill of Rights, Americans. Bandangarines, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua, Mickey, squeeze that trigger. Don't jerk it. Road and track and little L, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Say hi to your mother and father because you got good ones. God bless you all out there, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare, prepare in earnest. Brother Quayle will tell you the same thing as I talked to him today. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Thank you for all you do to keep me on the air. Most needed and wanted. Good night.